You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and John Hawksworth.
Hello and welcome to this monumental Race to Dubai show, because Lee Westwood's long wait for another European Tour victory is finally over. He is the 2018 champion of the Nedbank Golf Challenge hosted by Gary Player.
Pretty emotional, a little bit relieved. Still got it, I guess. Just nice to do it again under pressure. And, you know, it shots like it coming down the stretch, you know. You know, it's nice to just prove it to yourself every now and again.
And Lee will be joining us to reflect on his three-stroke win very shortly. One of the many golfers left in his wake was fellow Englishman Ross Fisher.
You know, hats off to Lee. What a round of golf that was. It wasn't easy. The wind was all over the place. To go out there and not drop a shot and shoot 8 under, you know, hats off to Westy. That was some round of golf.
And another left trailing by Westwood was China's Hao Tong Li. But he's full of confidence going into the season's finale, which we will preview later in the show. The DP World Tour Championship in Dubai.
It's one of the great rounds of the year, actually. It is really good. So I think I'm in a good shape. Looking forward to the Dubai.
Hello, I'm Robert Lee, and alongside me this week is John Hawksworth. Man who rarely makes the news up in Freckleton, although he doesn't live there anymore.
Correct.
But your big news down here.
How are you, Rob? Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Great week last week, wasn't it? Delighted,
you know,
for Westwood.
Great golf course, first of all. It's a phenomenal golf course.
Yeah, it is a great golf course. And the wildlife that's in close proximity that a lot of the players like to see. The game reserve, fantastic. But it is a great golf course, opened in 79, designed by Gary Player. And I saw Gary on TV yesterday. I don't think anybody of that age looks as fit. He's well into his 80s now. Still does all his fitness regime, but he has missed the golf in South Africa. And they kind of call the Nedbank Challenge South Africa's major.
Yeah, Africa's major.
Africa's major.
Indeed.
Yeah. But it was in South Africa.
It was in South Africa.
But it was a great golf course, testing golf course. Good weather, very hot and dry prior to the event, but it was in mint condition. There was some great scoring.
How much did Lee prove to himself as a player? You know, now in his mid-40s, and wins are harder to come by when you get into mid-40s, you head towards the Hawaii 5-0. How much did he prove to himself yesterday?
Well, probably quite a lot, because it was a while since he'd won, but that's his 24th victory on the Race to Dubai.
43rd worldwide.
But 24 out in Europe, having not won for 4 and a bit years, that last came in Malaysia, is massively impressive. And he had his partner on the bag, Helen, who has done a sterling job.
Amazing.
But I think what it proved to Lee was that he could manage a bit more himself.
Well, we'll talk to him later on the show. We'll see what his thoughts are on
that.
Yeah, a 64 blemish-free final round, John. How difficult is it to be bogey-free around the Gary Player Country Club?
Very. I mean, he got off to a flying start. He hit a cut second shot into the par 5, number 2, and it got a nudge off the front, ran up, and he made eagle.
That was a massive springboard for him.
Well, of course it was, because he was trailing by 3 going out. Which you think, well, 3's not too bad, but you need to get off to a flyer.
Yeah, and you think Sergio's not going to come back to you.
Well, that's right.
Correctly.
And then he made another birdie at 8, then he made another one at 11, and then suddenly he got on a roll. He kept putting the ball in the right position, and he was putting well. The putt he held down the hill on 11 was like trying to stop a wet seal on a water slide. It was so quick. And he managed to knock that one in, and I thought that was thoroughly impressive.
He was impressive. Sergio made a couple of decisions not to go for the green at 9 and not to hit driver at 14 and not go for the green at 14, which the 9 I could sort of understand. That was, I think, on the cusp. Should I, shouldn't I? But 14, with the shape he hits it left to right, down there with the driver, I couldn't get hitting 3-wood and laying up.
Do you remember on 9 years ago when he kept regripping?
Yes.
He was going for the green.
Yep.
And he could not stop regripping. And then in the end, he got a wedge out and hit it down the fairway.
Yeah.
I wonder if there was a tiny bit of that in his head that he had the problems there. I don't know, but it was a strange decision.
You know,
after
he's
a good
playing
t-shirt.
Well, he's leading, he's won recently, he's down to his last 100 million. Come on, pull it.
Well,
have a go.
Well, maybe so, but, you know, you make the decision in the moment and you hope it's the right one. Maybe it wasn't.
So talk to me about 14 then.
I didn't see 14.
So 14, par 5, 600 yards odd, but down breeze, and it's a dogleg shape left to right off the tee. That's his shape. Aim at the bunkers on the left and squeeze it left to right. He hit 3-wood and laid up.
Yeah, well, I know Westwood.
You know, Westwood knocked it on to the fringe. Louis Oosthuizen hit a drive and a 5-iron on there.
And so did Ross Fisher hit 3-wood and then went for it.
2-woods, yeah. But he went the love grass, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. But maybe a slightly strange decision. But if he didn't fancy it, he didn't fancy it.
He didn't. And it was clear, looked pretty clear on the back 9, that it was really going to be Westwood as we got into the important holes at the end, or Oosthuizen. It was a terrific tussle.
It was. Oosthuizen's bogey at 12 was a little bit damaging for him. And in the end, I mean, he played a great pitch shot, hit it long left, pitched it down, made bogey. Garcia made birdie. And actually, even then, really, at that stage, I wasn't taking too much notice of Westwood. I just thought he's on a good final round. But he'd more birdies to come, and in the end...
Well, he hit two good shots onto the edge of 14.
And on the right-hand side, chipped it up.
And hold the eight-footer.
Which was not an easy putt at all.
No.
And then he birdied 17 as well. He birdied 15 as well.
Look, he birdied. He played the last four holes, which are really difficult on this golf course, in two under. And really, with the four-footer at 15, he'd have played them in three under, which around there, when you're in the heat, is ridiculous.
And on day two, Ross Fisher finished 9 bogey, bogey, bogey for 72.
Yeah, he was 8 under for the round and gave them all away in the last four holes.
Unbelievable, wasn't
Charles Schwartzel had a 10 on the 15th.
Yep, unbelievable. Well, that's the kind of golf course.
But that's the great thing about the golf course, because you know that if you're a long hitter and you're a great driver, that's fine, but there's jeopardy in nearly every hole. There's no bailout, particularly on any hole.
No, you're rewarded if you hit it in the right position, you're hammered if you don't.
Yeah, Oosthuizen looked pretty handy, didn't he?
Very.
He took 6 at the last. He probably deflated when he didn't drop that putt in on 17. He realised he couldn't win it then.
Not a great swing off the 18th tee with the 3-wood, blocked it. And I don't know what he hit with the second shot, but I was doing a highlights programme and I ducked when he hit it.
Well, there was a lip on the concrete path. I don't know, it's probably only 3 or 4 inches high, but because he was trying to squeeze it low, it always looked like he was going to hit it, and he did. Could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, but nevertheless, he took 6 at the last, which let Garcia into second spot, even though he bogeyed it.
Yeah.
But for Westwood to win in the end by 3, which is very comfortable.
And how well did he play that last hole? Because they put the tee back 30 yards. It's now plus 500 yards.
Yeah.
You can't tickle one down there. You've got to hit 2 proper shots.
Yeah, doglegs round to the left. He hit a great tee shot, and then he erred on the side of caution, hit it left of the flag, putting up the hill. But it was a done deal by then. He wouldn't know that 4 would get it done because, of course, he wasn't to know what was going on behind with Garcia and, of course, Oosthuizen, who had a poor finish. But, as I say, 3-shot comfortable victory in the end. He's 24th on the race to Dubai in his mid-40s.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the time to chat to the most recent champion on the European Tour. Lee Westwood is on the line from Dubai. Lee, an amazing performance. Fantastic win at the Nedbank. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, absolutely delighted, Rob. And, it was nice to get over the line and win a tournament again. Quite a relief, really.
How much fun was it for you playing that back nine in the heat and seeing putts go in and go in nicely?
Yeah, it was great fun. You know, I was seeing the shots I wanted to hit. I was seeing the shape drives I wanted to hit, seeing the shots into the green. You know, I might not have looked like I hit it close, but I left every putt pretty much exactly where I wanted to. You know, I had putts straight up the hill, and my iron play was, I ate so many shots within a couple of yards of where I was aiming, even though, that might not have been straight at the flag on some holes.
That put your hole down the hill on 11, Lee, stuck out in my mind. That looked so fast, but obviously it went in the hole. Then you hold one at 14 after just chipping it past. You hit a lot of quality shots, didn't you, yesterday, including the second shot into 17?
Yeah, I hit a lot of quality shots and I hit a lot of good putts. And, you know, like you say, that one on 14, that's a momentum putt, I could hear the cheers coming from behind, so I knew the lads were making a few birdies. So that was another one just to keep myself in contention and keep the pressure on them. You know, I was saying to Helen that, it's nice being in front of the leaders, in the group in front, so you can actually make a birdie. And, it almost puts a little bit of pressure on them behind. And, if you're chasing around that golf course and you have to start going for flags, it becomes, a really tricky golf course and you can start short-siding yourself. And, the shot I hit into 17 was probably one of the best shots I've ever hit. Came off exactly how I wanted it to. The wind was swirling around and, I aimed at the TV tower and just turned it in towards the flag and it just came off perfect.
How tough a finish, Lee, are the last sort of four holes there at the Nedbank?
Yeah, they're very tough. I mean, the drive on 15, I made a mess of the second round and ended up making double bogey. And I was playing with Ross Fisher and he made 9. So that's always in the back of your head. But I had a decent drive and I wanted to keep it down the right to open the flag up because that's a tough back left flag. And I hit a good shot in there to 4 feet, but unfortunately missed it. And then 16 is always a tricky flag because they put it back right and I was aiming for, 20 feet short left of the hole, which is exactly where it went. And 17 obviously speaks for itself because, there's a lot of water in play and it's a long hole, it's a tight drive and the wind was swirling around. And then 18 is no easy sort of hole to finish, but it was slightly down and off the left, so I was able to hit 3-wood down there and leave myself a 5-iron. And I pretty much hit that 5-iron exactly where I was looking, left it 25 feet straight up the hill.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, your win yesterday, Matt Kuchar won in America. And the last time you won 4.5 years ago, Kuchar also won on the Sunday. Were you aware of that?
No, only last night when somebody told me. Strange how things like that happen, and it's just a strange coincidence. I think it was April the 20th, 2014, we both last won, and then all of a sudden we both win again yesterday. So, yeah, it's funny how things like that happen.
Now, you've got a problem, Lee, because Helen caddied for you at the Made in Denmark. You nearly won, lost in the playoff, and I believe this was the next time out on the bag you win. She's gold dust. What are you going to do with her?
Yes, the worst she's done is 8 in Abu Dhabi last year. Out of 3 times she's caddied for me, I've finished 8, lost in the playoff, and then win. So, saving me a lot of money in percentages, but going to cost me long term, I think.
Does that tell you something about yourself, though, about how you can perform that well when you're doing more of the stuff yourself?
Yeah, I just figured it out over the last few months. I need to take more responsibility for the decisions I'm making on the golf course. So I've got more clarity, doing my own yardages. And, I tried to do that with Billy, but, that's not the way that, Billy wanted to caddy. So, unfortunately, we had to part company last week, and Helen said she'd do Sun City, and, it paid off. And, I see a benefit from, doing it all myself and having, like, the whole 100% responsibility. There's no doubt in my mind or there's no questioning in my decisions that I'm making.
Well, it was a brilliant performance, but I've got to say, don't be so tight and open an account and pay a percentage in.
We've just bought a new house, John, and I said buy a...
Weren't you meant to be moving today?
Next week we're supposed to be moving, yeah.
Oh, where's the sugar? Where's the tea bags?
How do you reset, Lee? How do you look at what you're going to be aiming for now with this victory? And let's face it, on a big golf course in a big, big tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive tournament and, quality field. Everybody wants to win these Rolex events. But I've won tournaments in the past before, so I know what it's like to have to refocus for the following week. And, it's not like my first win and, I'm all sort of giddy and high, and I have to bring myself back down and focus and concentrate on what needs to be done for the following week, which is this week in Dubai.
And you don't think fatigue, with last week and the heat and the pressure and not having won for a while, fatigue won't kick in because you're a fit bloke, aren't you?
No, I'm a finely tuned athlete, John. You know that.
Oh, well, I do.
I might carry a little bit more weight than you. But,
well, I wasn't going to mention it.
I one thing I do well when I'm playing in countries like South Africa at Sun City is I make sure I look after myself when I'm on the golf course and, hydrate well and eat the right things. So, I'm going to be feeling fresh by Thursday and ready for this week.
So you've gone from one golf course that you love, that you've won on several times, to another golf course that you love in Dubai.
Yeah, I love this golf course, yeah. It's the 10th anniversary. I won in 2009, so it's the 10th one. I think that I'm making a little bit of that, a bit of a celebration that it's the 10th one. And it'd be nice to win it again. I've come close since I won. I think I finished third and fourth, so... It'd be nice to play well this week, carry on from where I left off last week.
Well, very well. I'll see you on Wednesday, Lee. I'm coming out tomorrow. Not just to see you, I'm coming out working, but well done.
Not if he sees you first.
We're doing a little bit of a meet and greet, I think, on Thursday. So get the interesting questions ready, John, not the usual rubbish.
Yeah, it'll make a change, John.
Oh, are we? I didn't know you had the pleasure of working with me this week. I look forward to that.
Yeah, I work with all the greats.
Oh, there you go. Lee, listen, that was a magnificent performance last week. Absolutely sensational the way you closed it out. You should be very proud of yourself. I'm sure you are. And your partner, Helen. Have a great week in Dubai. And thanks for calling in and joining us on the Race to Dubai show.
Thanks very much, lads.
Well, take care.
Bye.
Cheers.
It's great to hear Lee Westwood in great form, and so he should be after a marvellous, marvellous performance, especially the last round. Around, I can't tell you folks at home, that golf course is so difficult. 64 without a mistake when you're under pressure coming down the stretch from Lee Westwood was remarkable. Great, great win. His 24th European Tour victory, his first win since the 2014 Maybank Malaysian Open. It's his first Rolex Series title. It's his fourth victory at the Gary Player Country Club. Back in 2000, he won the Dimension Data Pro-Am, and he's won 3 Nedbanks. So this is probably, out of all of them, the most memorable, I would think, in his mid-40s and beating, one of the best fields anywhere. Now, on social media, Louis Oosthuizen said, gave that everything but amazing from Lee Westwood. Thanks for all your support. Another great week at the Nedbank Golf Challenge 2018. Gary Player, the host of the week, a fantastic host, said, "I'm so proud of you, Lee Westwood. Congratulations on your third Nedbank Golf Challenge victory in superb fashion. 64 on Sunday is mighty impressive. But more so, the adversity you have overcome to be a champion once again. My very best, GP." And afterwards, runner-up Sergio Garcia said, "Lee's been knocking on the door for winning. He played well in Valderrama. I wish I would have won myself, but if not, obviously, to see Lee do it is pretty nice." And he added, "I'm proud of the way I handled it. I felt I gave myself a lot of birdie opportunities and I played really well. I just had to do too much there at the end." Garcia's in a great place. Lee Westwood's in a great place.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy
is not
in a great place. But on a golf course that I don't think suits him, going to a golf course that does.
Yeah, but for recent times for me, Rory's just... he's run some numbers up on some holes. There's something going on with Rory. There's one thing with him, and I compare him to Tiger, is Tiger was very good at winning Scruffy. Rory is not able to do that at the moment.
Rory's a Rolls-Royce.
When he's on,
he plays like a
Rolls-Royce.
Yeah. And when he's not on, he continues to play and aim at the targets he does when he's a Rolls-Royce. That's what he does.
Yeah.
And when he's hot, you can't get near him.
No, when he's hot, you can't get near him. And I'd like to see more hot weeks from him. And it might come this week.
I've got a feeling about that. We'll get to that later on when we get to our tips at the end of the show. Poised it is between presenter and co-presenter. Sergio Garcia was second. Oosthuizen was third. And in fourth place was Ross Fisher of England, who bounced back brilliantly over the weekend after his finish to forget on Friday when he finished quintuple bogey, 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 bogey.
For a while there in the second round, things were going fantastic, and to finish the way I did was, you know, it was a bitter pill to swallow. But sat down, had a good chat with Lee, my psychologist, and Willie, my caddy, and both had a good little pep talk there, saying, you know, you can either cry about it and let it affect you, or you take the positives from the first 14 holes you played. So that's what I tried to do, and came out and played really solid yesterday. Probably didn't play quite as well today. I still felt like I played well, just unfortunately couldn't get as many putts to drop. But I mean, you know, hats off to Lee. What a round of golf that was. It wasn't easy. The wind was all over the place. I mean, there wasn't much of it, but you know, 1 minute it's, you play a hole into the wind, so you get on the next and you think it should be down, and then it plays into, then you get onto the following hole and you think it should be the opposite, but it's totally different. So to go out there and not drop a shot and shoot 8 under, you know, hats off to Westy. That was some round of golf.
Do you know, things have changed a lot. Can you imagine Greg or Sandy or Jack Seve coming in off a bad event in the golf course and then saying, do you know, I sat down and had a chat with my psychologist?
No.
Things have just changed. It's different.
The whole game's changed.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everyone's got a psychologist and a dietitian and a shoe cleaner and a letter opener.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right. In a share for fifth place was China's Hao Tong Li, who carded a final round of 65. And as he told our reporter Mark Tompkins, felt he put in a resilient performance on Sunday following last week's disappointment of losing to Justin Rose in the playoff at the Turkish Airlines Open.
It's one of the great rounds of the year, actually, especially compared last week. It is really good bounce back. That last few holes been cost me 12 over on last 3 days. So today, as soon as I make a birdie on the hole number 10, I just tell myself, just concentrate on those holes, which is I did, put the balls on the fairway and making the putts. Even the last four holes didn't make anything, but at least I tried. I put a really lovely roll down there.
Finally, fantastic form at the moment. How much are you looking forward to Dubai next week?
It's very good. I think just bring a lot of confidence into Dubai. And I think if I play my best game out there, I can beat everyone.
Good to hear Hao Tong in such confident and bullish form. And quite right, he's played great the last couple of weeks. Sharing fifth spot with him was Matt Wallace, who was really happy with how he played in difficult conditions.
I've asked numerous caddies and they say it's the hardest week. Guaranteed by my absolute mile. Nicholas Coulthart's, we played with on the par three there. He hit the same club that I did, and he's maybe 5 yards longer than I am, but he's flown the tree, which is about 40 yards over the green. So that was nothing to do with him, and it's just the wind that happens, and it is mental out there. So it's a tough week, and to come out of it the way I have done and shoot 500 today, I'm really happy.
A fine year, Matt Wallace, no doubt about that. John, top 10, please, from the Nedbank Challenge, hosted by Gary Player.
Right, well, we know that Lee Westwood prevailed on 273 by 3 shots from Sergio Garcia, third on his own, Louis Oosthuizen, fourth, Ross Fisher, fifth, tied, Hao Tong Li and Matt Wallace. Seventh, Thomas Detry, the very impressive Belgian. Eighth, Aaron Rye, who's had a great season. Ninth, Darren Fickard from South Africa. And tied ninth, Chris Paisley. That makes up the top 10.
Now, last week's predictions. We all year long been running a competition between me or the person in my seat, the presenter, versus the person in your seat or you, John, the co-presenter. 20 points for a win, 10 for a top 5, 5 for a top 20. I went for Rory McIlroy, who bogeyed the last and therefore did not pick me up 5 points. So 0 points for Rory, finished 21st. And Louis Oosthuizen gets 10 points for finishing third. Jamie Spence went for Sergio, second, 10 points. And Brandon Grace, 11th, he got 5 points. So all in all, after the entire season, it is presenters on 190 points and co-presenters on 195 points. John, gosh, you're in the seat to bring it home for the co-presenters this week.
We
will get to our picks. That's how close it is.
Yeah.
In the fancy race to Dubai game, Ingmar Bergman is top of the overall global standings, while Marcus Kingsley got the most points last week. In the Race to Dubai Show Mini League, Aaron Griffiths leads, but it's Jay Davis who got the most points from the Nedbank Golf Challenge hosted by Gary Player with Hao Tong Lee as captain. John, how does the top 10 in the Race to Dubai standings look with one Rolex Series event remaining?
Well, with one to go, it's still led by Francesco Molinari, Tommy Fleetwood in second place, Justin Rose in third, who incidentally, I don't think he's playing in Dubai. So, fourth is Patrick Reed. He's not there, but Xander Schauffele is in fifth. Rory's there in sixth. Olesen in seventh, Alex Noren in eighth, Hao Tong Lee ninth, and Eddie Pepperell in tenth.
Now, in other news, and you heard John and Lee talk about it in the interview, Matt Kuchar secured a wire-to-wire victory at the Mayakoba Golf Classic in Mexico. It was his first win on the PGA Tour since the same as Lee Westwood, the same date, the 2014 RBC Heritage, which finished on Sunday of April that year. It's extraordinary, double that. Him and Lee winning then, and then same gap to the next win. It's quite incredible. Highest place European in Mexico was Germany's Stefan Jäger, who finished in a share of 16th. Top 10 in the world, please, John.
Right, 10th is Tommy Fleetwood, 9th Ricky Fowler, 8th John Rahm, 7th Rory McIlroy, 6th Francesco Molinari, 5th Bryson DeChambeau, 4th Justin Thomas, 3rd Dustin Johnson, 2nd Justin Rose was world number one, but no, world number one again now is Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, that's going to change, and they'll be jostling for position for the next 12 months, you would think, those top half a dozen players. Now, one more piece of news to share. Last week, the trophy for the inaugural Jordan Mixed Open presented by Isla was revealed. The 50-kilogram, 60-centimetre-high cut crystal trophy will be up for grabs in April next year, and it'll be the first tournament in world golf to be competed for by pros from the Men's Challenge Tour, the Men's Stay Sure Tour, and the Ladies European Tour. Now, the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai is the curtain closer, the final Rolex Series event of the year. It was built as a resort course, but because we've become familiar with it, it's got its own challenges. It's a lot of fun to watch final event on this golf course, the Earth course.
Yeah, it's a great course. I'm fortunate enough to be going. I've been the last few years. Always well supported. I like the design of it. It's fantastic that the Race to Dubai has come down to the last event. It's looking like Francesco Molinari will win the Race to Dubai, but you never know.
No, if Tommy wins...
Well, yes.
If Tommy wins, Francesco has to actually play pretty well to beat him.
And so it's down to the last tournament. Last year, it was a fight out between Fleetwood and Rose, and Fleetwood claimed it in the end, but it looked like Rose was six holes to play, was going to win the title, but the game's strange thing.
And isn't it funny that the big kind of hoo-ha at the Ryder Cup was Mollywood, and it is Mollywood fighting for the top spot.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure, well, you are paired in order of merit position, aren't you?
Yeah.
So they're not going to be able to shake each other off early. So it's going to be a great week.
So Tommy's got to make sure he's in the last group all the way through the week, basically.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's got to match what Molinari does. Well, no, he's got to be better.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you know who else is competing in Dubai in a minute. But first, here's Ross Fisher again on what to expect at the Earth course.
Obviously, it's a long golf course, so it suits me. You know, you've got to drive it long and straight. I think the place with DP World is it does a little bit depend on your tee off times. You want to get off as late as possible because first thing in the morning, the ball doesn't fly that far, and all of a sudden, some of the par fives you can't reach. But once you get into the middle of the morning to the afternoon, you can reach all the par fives. So that'll be key next week.
You know, that golf course, John, the further you can hit it, the shorter you can hit your irons into some of those flags, greens within greens, once again for the second week in a row, the bigger your chances are.
It's not the week for a cashmere insert, that golf course.
If you're just, if you're hitting your 240 on the fly knuckleball down there, that's not really going to work.
No, it isn't. No, it is. You get the ball up in the air, as Ross said, when it gets warmer, the ball really flies, and there are some huge hitters out on the Race to Dubai. But it'll be well supported, and we'll have a worthy champion. But who is going to be champion on Sunday?
Well, we don't know that yet, but you can tell us who's playing. Give us a flavour.
It's the top 60 off the race to Dubai, and in last place at the moment is Robert Rock. And what happens is it's down to 64th, actually, because of some players are not playing. Until they get 60 players, they go down to
the money list. Fill the field out to 60, yeah.
They will fill the field out to 60, but then there is a cut-off point. There'll be no addition after that.
Right.
Anyway, so the top 60 are going down there, and a couple of notable missing are, as I mentioned before, Justin Rose. But nevertheless, it's going to be a quality field with players playing great. Obviously, Garcia's down there. Westwood's just won. Fleetwood's been playing great. Hao Tong Li's had his fourth top 10 in 5 weeks. So it's going to be a real battle. And it's always lovely weather. A lot of expats down there. And the golf is just becoming enormous.
And what is it down there on, what hole is it? Is it 17 or is it 15 or 13 or 14? The left bank where it gets quite rowdy down
17.
There. Is that 17?
17. They have a little refreshment hut, shall
refreshment
I say.
Hut, yes.
And I don't know what they put in the orange juice, but it makes them all a bit giddy.
Is that 17?
Yes.
No, yeah. It's good atmosphere down there. It really is good. Dean Burmester, Darren Fickart, Aaron Ryatt and Robert Rock all played their way in from outside the positions to inside the field at the Dubai World Tour Championship. So well done to them.
Picks?
Yes, I'll let you go first.
Right. Well, we've got to pick two. So I'm going for Lee Westwood.
So you've gone for the man who produced the most scintillating golf last week. You've just spoken to him. He's on a high playing another golf course that he loves. Okay, yes, very good. Sticking your neck out.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
And the other one I'm going for is
Xander.
Well, I was going to go for Xander.
Oh, I just had a feeling you might go for him.
Well, I was, but after his antics at the Porsche European Open, I've changed my mind. And actually, Patrick Reed is playing.
Okay.
And I said he wasn't. So I'm going for Patrick Reed.
So Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
And
Lee Westwood.
And I'm going to counter that.
Oh, yeah.
With Rory, who was at sixes and sevens completely on that golf course last week. I don't think it suits him, but he's going to a golf course that does suit him.
Right.
And I think he can transform his game in like 4 days.
Right. And your other?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. That's not exactly sticking my neck out either. And it's one last push for him.
Yes.
You know, if he wins this week, there's every chance he could be the top player in Europe, and more importantly, do it 2 years in a row, which is unbelievably difficult to do. Ah, the standard of golf that you have to attain to do it 2 years in a row is quite incredible.
In the modern era, absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, even said like that. That is it for now. Next week, we'll look back at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai and then look ahead to the ISPS Handa Melbourne World Cup of Golf. That's around the corner. Before that, remember you can stream or download the Life on Tour podcast from the European Tour, featuring in-depth interviews with some great characters, with the latest being Eddie Pepperell. The series is available on Acast, and you can also subscribe through the podcast app on your iPhone. But for now, for John Hawksworth, who's gone for
Lee Westwood and Patrick Reed,
and myself, Robert Lee, has gone with Tommy Fleetwood and Rory McIlroy. We'll see you next week.
Bye for now.